Good afternoon. High pressure will build in from southeast Ontario and southwest Quebec today, and with that we are going to see some shallow, cool, dry air get funneled into the region. And what we will begin to see today is plenty of sunshine to begin with. We may see some cloud cover in the southernmost spots of our area as we work our way into late afternoon. What we will be seeing too temperature-wise for the day today is definitely cooler than what we saw yesterday. We're going to see temperatures to be closer to the seasonal values for early to mid-October, with the high temperatures looking to range from the upper 50s to lower 60s in most of the valley areas, and upper 40s to mid-50s over the hills and mountains. Heading into the night tonight, that surface high will start to shift eastward, and that's going to allow for some more cloud cover to thicken overnight as temperatures start to drop into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, post-tropical cyclone Delta is forecast to continue slowly weakening as it trudges up the Tennessee Valley and into the southern Appalachians today. It is expected to produce rain and thunderstorms out ahead of it from the southeast into the mid-Atlantic, with the heaviest amounts falling in a swath from the central Appalachians to southern New Jersey. The chance for flash flooding is particularly evident over the southern Appalachians on Sunday and Monday. Rain is expected to spread into the northeast as post-tropical cyclone Delta continues to interact with the boundary to the north of it on Monday. Rainfall totals may reach 2 inches in isolated areas near Long Island. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 105 at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of 15 degrees at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly cloudy with a high near 66. In Boston, sunny with a high near 60. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 62, while the average low is 41. The record high of 86 was set back in 1949, while the record low of 22 was set back in 1943. Today's sunrise was at 7:04 a.m. The sun is set to set at 6:19 p.m. It's a total of 11 hours and 14 minutes of daylight. It's a loss of 2 minutes and 49 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are expecting sunny skies for the day today as our highs reach near the mid to upper 50s, and for the night tonight we'll see a steady increase in cloud cover as our overnight lows drop down into the low 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking sunny for the day today as our highs reach near the mid 60s. For the night tonight, will turn mostly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into the upper 40s, and we will see the chance for some rain showers as we work our way into the early morning hours. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking mostly sunny for this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 50s and low 60s. And for the night tonight, we turn to mostly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down into low 40s and upper 30s. We will see a chance for some rain showers as we work our way into the early morning hours. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking mostly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 50s and low 60s. For the night tonight, we'll turn to a steady increase in cloud cover as overnight lows drop down into the upper 30s. We will see a chance for some rain showers as we work our way into the early morning hours, as well as some patchy fog. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking mostly sunny for this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 50s and low 60s. For the night tonight, we'll see a steady increase in clouds as our overnight lows drop down into low 40s and a couple spots potentially into the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we are going to see the remnants of Delta work its way into our region, bringing with it some rain showers across the region and some patchy fog early on. Otherwise, it will stay cloudy as highs look to reach into the low 50s. Showers look to continue as we work our way into early Tuesday as well. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.